players like to play. They, you know, they like it. You know, even Josh Kennedy this week was championing the bit and did some running today up there, and he was really disappointed he was not playing. You know, I had to grab him by the arm and say, mate, you're not playing this week. And, you know, they're competitors. They want to play. They want to keep going. They want to continue to be in good touch and good form.
That's Johnny Longmire, obviously.
Yeah, the horse champing at the bit. Interesting that he would use that as a phrase and get it right. And he didn't say chomping.
No, he's been doing it his whole life, let's be honest. Ted Richards is one of those players and the great Sydney defender.
Great.
He is a great player now, Ted Richards.
Oh, he's been a great player for a long time.
He's been a very, very important player in a very good team for a long period of time. Joins on the show. Good morning to you, Ted.
Morning, guys.
Now, Ted, we're largely, I know there's the World Wide Web and people can hear us, you know, all over the place these days, but predominantly we're a Melbourne radio show. So we're not going to be heard by too many people in Sydney. So that probably means that Johnny Longmire and the coaching staff up there won't be listening to this, okay?
I can't guarantee that, though.
We can't. No, there's no guarantee.
We can't guarantee that either.
Conversely, there's a lot of Richmond supporters listening to this as we speak right now. Is there any chance that you blokes are going to be A, off the boil this week, and or B, you might have a crack up forward, Big Bud One might have a week off, Joey Kennedy won't come back this week, Kurt Tippett will be down the back end. Is there any chance that you just might be slightly off the ball going into this game against the Tigers this week?
No chance. Oh, absolutely no chance. You probably want me to say something like, I want to go up forward and kick a couple, which, you know, deep down part of me does, but right. we'll stick to the process being working.
Is it hard, though? I mean, you are where you are, and you can't really... Nothing's going to happen. I mean, win, lose, or draw, you're going to be one or two, probably one, even if you lose the game. At the end of the home and away season, we all talk about intensity. I mean, is it hard to just go in with the same levels?
Is it hard to... No, it's not, because it's quite exciting. We know that this is the last game of the season and that we're going to be playing finals football, and that we want to be going in with some good momentum and we want to be playing in a way that that we've been working hard on. So I know what... Some people might say that there's not much on the line for us, but we're looking at the big picture and we think there is.
That's right. And good morning, Ted and Andrew Gaze.
Hey, Gazey.
You don't want to muck around with your form either, do you? As you're going into the final series, you want to go with those real positive thoughts. But just quickly, we've had Tim Watson brought to the table this morning. We've been talking about the banners. And in the game the other day, Sydney Harbour Bridge, not as long or as tall as the Westgate. Fact. Was what the Bulldogs ran out with, and the suggestion was that might have
fired you up.
Fired you up. do you give any credence to what goes on in the banners?
Gazy, I had no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, Ted, answer this question honestly, because I had the binoculars on you after you blokes got in the huddle just before the first bounce, and I clearly read on your lips saying, did you see what they had on our banner?
Oh, I don't actually make a conscious effort to read the banner, but I appreciate all the hard work that the cheer squads do, but for me, my mind's elsewhere. It's focused in on the game, the first contest and things like that. But, I had no idea what was on the banners on the weekend.
Hey, Teddy, when's Benny the McGlynn coming back?
Benny, hopefully this weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, so Josh Kennedy and Craig Bird were all withdrawn, you know, pretty early in the week. Sam Reed was the late withdrawal. So they're all at different stages, but we've got training this afternoon, so that'll give us a fair indication as to where those guys are at.
And just getting off footy for one second, big wedding you're involved in coming up at the end of this footy season. How are all the arrangements going? Ooh.
Yeah, well, you're getting married at the end of October, and I had a chat to Job. As you know, he's my best man the other day. So for a while there, while he was in rehab, I said his full-time job was now... organising the Bucks party.
Well, he's been at the zoo looking for a tiger, so I don't know what's going on there, Ted.
All right. I was more worried. More thinking just a nice little harbour cruise or something like that.
Don't do that.
I thought things are progressing quite well, but my fiancée keeps on reminding all the work that we still need to keep being done.
How involved are you in the preparations?
Not as much as probably she'd like me to. I thought I'm quite involved. I'm keen to kind of hear about how much things cost.
Yes.
Not so much about
the details.
Yeah, the details and things like that.
Have you set a budget, Ted? That's important.
Well, not originally. I probably regret not doing that, Tim.
What are you going to be sporting, Ted? You strike me as being a traditional, conservative type fella when it comes to clothing. You know, maybe you don't mind to go a little bit quietly, sort of flary every now and again. But have you decided what you and the groomsmen are going to be going with?
We're just going to be wearing a suit.
Novel approach.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, big lapels, you know, the big fluffy
skinny
chest.
Black ties.
You know, what are you going with?
Cummerbunds? Farage have been very nice to give me a suit for the day, and I just told the groomsmen if they can just wear a navy suit. So I'm just trying to keep things easy.
And that's easy and that's simple, and it's probably going to be cheaper for them as well. I'll tell you the biggest problem when you get married at a footy club, though, is deciding who goes to the wedding and who doesn't go to the wedding. Have you worked that bit out?
That's been out. So I've got 40 close mates, and they've all got partners, and you can't just say everyone come along.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. What's the cutoff then in terms of how you've decided here?
Right. This is a very personal question.
Right. Well, actually.
It had to be made somewhere.
Yeah.
Some guys got an invite and some guys didn't.
Well, let's go through.
What about
Horse?
Hang on.
Is Alir Ali going?
Well, we start with alphabetical order.
Yeah. Has Craig Bird made the cut or not? You don't have to answer these.
What
questions.
About Johnny Longmire? Will he be there, Ted?
Oh, for sure.
The horse?
No, the horse didn't get an invite.
No way!
You know why? Is there a reason for why?
Come on, who put that down?
Does he eat too much? Is that why he's not invited?
No. Just no particular reason.
We've made Ted uncomfortable. I feel bad about this now.
You blame Watson for this, Ted. This is not an avenue that Gazy and I wanted to go down. So you can blame Tim for this one, all right?
I know you're involved, Andy.
No, my hands are clean. Hey, mate, good luck on the weekend. We wish you all the very best. We haven't asked you a serious football question at all, really, but that's okay. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity to talk to you down the track about the season that is a lot more in store for you and your mates up there in Sydney Tech. Good luck with everything between now and the end of the season, and even more particularly everything that comes after that. Thanks for having a bit of a laugh, and good luck for the rest of it all.
No worries, guys.